News of Lincoln's assassination reached Pinkerton at the Army's headquarters in New Orleans, where he was still investigating government contract frauds. On April 19th, he telegraphed Stanton. With his old flair for the dramatic, he enciphered the message and signed it with his pseudonym, E.J. Allen, to remind the War Secretary that he had saved Lincoln from assassination in Baltimore 4 years earlier. "How I regret that I had not been near him previous to this final act," Pinkerton wrote. "I might have been the means to arrest it." This was a self-serving condolence, to be sure. But until his dying day, Pinkerton believed that if he had been in charge of Lincoln's security, Booth would never have gotten near him. Pinkerton offered his services in hunting down the assassins. Stanton telegraphed back on April 25th, telling the detective that a number of conspirators had been arrested, but Booth, Harold, and Surratt were still at large. The actor may have made his way west with a view of getting to Texas or Mexico, Stanton wrote, which demonstrated that he had no idea where Booth was at that point. The War Secretary told Pinkerton to watch the Western Rivers, and you may get him. Mid-morning on April 24th, Baker happened to be in the War Department telegraph office when a message arrived from O'Byrne, who was searching with his detectives along the Maryland side of the Potomac downstream from Port Tobacco. The Washington Provost Marshal reported that a local resident told one of his detectives he had seen two men, O'Byrne was sure they were Booth and Harold, crossing the Potomac from Swan Point on the Maryland side to White Point on the Virginia side the morning of April 16th. It turned out that O'Byrne had the wrong date for when Booth and Harold actually crossed the river, and the Swan Point-White Point route he was told they took was far south of where the fugitives actually sailed. The two men O'Byrne's source said he saw were not Booth and Harold. No matter. Baker grabbed the telegram and rushed back to his office, believing he had the vital clue that put the fugitives in Virginia.